Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. Mike Campbell here with you every day, along with Miss Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God.
Man, it is a good day.
Yes, it is.
Are you glad you're saved, Jada?
I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I have Jesus in me. I'm glad I'm anointed. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost.
She was a good old Catholic girl, heard about Jesus. We'd gotten married.
No,
we were right before we got married, wasn't it?
Because yeah. You weren't going to marry me.
That's right. Wouldn't marry an unsaved woman. Praise God.
I didn't know that.
Her eyes got open and she got saved. So anyway, that's off topic. Here's what's on topic. The day she got saved, she got anointed. And I want to show you that in the scripture today.
That's right.
So 1 John chapter 1 or chapter 2, 1 John 2 and verse 20.
Right.
What does it say?
Now you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things.
You have an anointing from the Holy One. Now read verse 27.
Then it says in 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you.
All right. Now we have the location of the anointing. He abides in us.
That's right.
That's the Holy Spirit at salvation. He's in us. All right, go ahead.
Then it says, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So he now abides in you, you abide in him.
That's right. Now we're back to John 15. Right. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask anything that you want and it'll come to pass. So here's the good news. All right, everybody say good news.
Good news.
You've been anointed by God. That anointing is down on the inside. And look, it says it teaches you. Mm-hmm. See, we've got to understand to cooperate with the Spirit of God. We're going to have to spend time with the Holy Ghost, spend time with the Spirit of God so that he can teach us and prepare us. And that anointing is on the inside of us. Now, we've got some other scriptures that we want you to see. First or Second Corinthians. What were you looking something up, honey?
No, I got it.
All right. Let's go to Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21.
And it says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
Now look at that. The Father has established us in Christ. In other words, once we're born again, once we're in the family of God, born again, we are in Christ. Well, where is Christ? Well, he's seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, according to the word of God. So positionally, all right, you got to follow.
Uh-huh.
Positionally, we're in Christ at the right hand of the Father. Physically, we're walking on planet Earth, all right?
Okay.
But notice what he says. He establishes us, all right? He who establishes us with you in Christ. In other words, we're being established with the rest of the body of Christ. Now, this is going to come into play tomorrow, but he's established us with the rest of the body of Christ, in Christ, and has anointed us. He has, past tense. It's already taken place, and it's God the Father who's done all this. Now, this makes me want to go back to a scripture in John where Jesus said, I will pray to the Father.
How about that one right there? John 14, 16, and 17. I have pulled up.
That's it. Go with it.
Thank you. I had that. Because I knew we needed to go back to when did we get, or when was it talked about that we were going to receive the Holy Spirit? At this point, John 14, Jesus is still on the earth.
Right.
He's already risen. But now he's talking.
Not when he's doing this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not when he's doing this. He's talking about loving me and keeping my commandments.
This is in the upper room.
Right. And then he's going to talk a little bit late. I mean, he's going to tell us what's going to happen.
Go ahead. Read that.
So it says in 16, that I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and he will be in you. Sorry.
All right, so notice that. The world cannot accept this. The world cannot accept the Spirit of God. It thinks that we're crazy. And I mean, you're witnessing that in the headline news. You're witnessing that in life. Mm-hmm. People think that people that are pursuing God are absolutely wacko nuts and crazy. But listen, the Spirit of God is real. And notice what he says in there. He says that he's going to teach us. Is that what he said?
That's right. It says, it tells a little bit of what he's going to do, but it says
he abides with us.
He may abide with you forever. The Spirit whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And this is what I was talking about earlier. He will be with you, but he will eventually be in you as well.
Yeah. And notice that he says that lines up with what he said in 1 John 2 and verse 27. Now, Hebrews 1:9 is another scripture. Well, you can stay right where you are. We'll come back. Hebrews 1:9 says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Mm-hmm. Now, I like that. We could stop right there.
Yeah.
Do a whole session on that. You know, we need to get to the place where we love righteousness more than we love lawlessness. See, that's where you let your, sometimes people who love lawlessness want to see how close they can get to it. Because I want to identify with the culture. No, you know who I want to identify with? I want to identify with Christ.
Right.
And that means that I should love righteousness and hate lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. In other words, more than those who are outside. You got the joy. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. You've been anointed by God. I'm telling you, every which way we go on this thing, there's an anointing that comes in our life. And when that anointing operates, then we begin to do the works of Jesus. That's so important. Now, his anointing remains with us down on the inside. Mm-hmm. We have the location of him. He comes upon us and he lives within us. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're going to show you that here in just a few minutes. Or actually, we won't show you today. It'll be later on in the week. But we are going to demonstrate that to you and show you that. But this is significant. All of these scriptures are significant. Every one of these scriptures says God has anointed us. Mm-hmm. God, the Father, has anointed us. He has empowered us. And Jesus said, I will pray to the Father. I think it's John 16, 13. It's expedient that I go away, for if I do not go away, the comforter, the helper, the advocate, the standby, the counselor cannot come. The one who's going to bring that anointing would not have been able to come had Jesus not gone away.
Right.
But Jesus died, he rose, and he ascended into heaven and took his place. And he said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a parakletos. It's one who's just like the original. See, the Holy Spirit that anoints you is not a B team or a second team player. He's not a bench warmer. He's frontline, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all three in one, three personalities, one God, all working in the same direction for the same purpose, doing the same thing, except now Jesus is in heaven, but the works he did, you and I now get to do by the unction of the Holy Spirit. He is upon us, he's anointed us, and he's causing us to be able to have success in this area, to teach, to preach, and to heal. I love it.
That's good. You've been preaching.
The
preach came on you. But you got to remember, this is what we want to get across to you, is that everyone has an anointing for whatever God has called you to do.
That's right.
And, we're not all going to be fivefold ministry. We're not all going to be teaching or preaching, but you are proclaiming by living your life righteously, by sharing your story with other people, by doing good works, letting people see Jesus in your life. But just remember, you need to be speaking words, because it says to proclaim. Now, we can say all the time that it's just us living our life.
Right.
But it does say proclaim. So we should have words coming out of our mouth by sharing what Jesus has done for us. You have an anointing in you, which means you have the ability to do it. So when you start getting nervous about telling your story, just lean on the Holy Spirit, because he will give you the words to say. He will guide and direct your steps, and he will lead you to people who will hear what you have to say.
That's right. That's right. That's good, Jay. And I'll tell you something else, folks. Jesus didn't put his ministry above our ministry. All right. You need to get that. He did not place his works or his ministry in a class by themselves. Listen to this. We'll end with this. I want to read this out of Ephesians 4:8. It said, when Christ ascended on high, are we ready for this? Mm-hmm. Get ready. He gave gifts to men.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
We're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow.
He gave gifts to men. Mm-hmm. What were these gifts? They're listed in verse 11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastor teachers. And these are commonly referred to as the fivefold ministry gifts. He didn't elevate himself above those. He gave them to us. They were in him. And now he's given them to us. So once again, we can do what he's called us to do.
That's right. Praise God. Good.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the word. Thank you. It's working mightily. Thank you for everybody who's watching. Thank you. We have an understanding. Thank you. The anointing is flowing and working in us, through us, and with us in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there. So that you can get your family and friends to get connected to PM in the AM, Mike Camel Ministries, so you can follow what's going on. And also, if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Camel Ministries is doing around the world. We have podcasts out there, and check out our website at MikeCamelMinistries.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, be sure and join us again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel for more of Anointed for Life on PM in the AM. God bless and have a great day.
God bless.